Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals expect Larry Fitzgerald to retire. The 37-year-old wideout is an unrestricted free agent following a 2020 campaign with career lows for catches, yards, and touchdowns. The Jets traded away Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers on Monday in exchange for a 2021 sixth-round pick and a 2022 second-round pick and fourth-round picks. In a corresponding note, the Panthers are allowing Teddy Bridgewater to talk to other teams to facilitate a potential trade. In baseball news, Fernando Tatis Jr. was placed on the 10-day injured list Tuesday and will begin a rest and rehab program for a slight labrum tear in his left shoulder. The Padres apparently hope Tatis will be able to return after spending the minimum 10 days on the shelf, but the team figures to remain cautious to avoid rushing him back into the field. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said Cody Bellinger has no structural damage or stress fractures after undergoing testing on Tuesday, but the skipper is uncertain when the outfielder will retake the field. Blue Jays outfielder George Springer went 4-for-11 with 3 walks and 2 strikeouts while facing 3 pitchers during Tuesday's live batting practice session. The target return date for Springer is Thursday against the Angels when he's first eligible. He took 17 swings during the live BP session, and the team's beat writers seem to expect him back in a couple of days. We have a loaded MLB main slate on DraftKings consisting of 10 games today. The action starts early at 1 p.m. Eastern, so be ready to have your lineups in early. One ace to target is Aaron Nola. He handled a tough Braves lineup in his first start, allowing 2 runs and recording 6 strikeouts across 6 2/3 innings pitched. Nola often finds himself pitching deep into games. He averaged nearly 6 innings a start in 2020 and has thrown at least 200 innings in both of the previous 2 seasons. Offensively, consider Jose Ramirez, who excelled last year with a 164 WRC+. This could be a prime spot to deploy him in DFS against a Royals starter, Jacob Junis, who has a fielding independent pitching over 4.5 and a whip over 1.3. For a bargain bat, consider Andrew McCutchen. He's often thrived against left-handed pitching, posting a career 403 WOBA against them compared to a 358 WOBA against righties. One stack to consider is the Twins against the Tigers. Matthew Boyd is pitching for the Tigers, and he threw 5.2 scoreless innings in his first start of the season against Cleveland, but his line is hardly exciting. He issued 4 walks while recording just 2 strikeouts, so his outing could have been much worse. He never finished with a FIP below 4.3, and he had a bloated one over 5 last season, making him a pitcher to attack in DFS. On top of that, he's allowed over 1.5 home runs per 9 innings in his career. That could be a recipe for disaster against Nelson Cruz, who has a career 278 ISO versus left-handed pitching. In the NBA, there are 9 games on the slate tonight. One guard to target in DFS is RJ Hampton. He only logged 17 minutes or fewer in each of his first 3 games with his new team. However, he's played at least 31 minutes in back-to-back contests, which has included starting Sunday against his former squad. He scored at least 28.6 Yahoo points in both of those games, so he could be well worth the risk at such a cheap salary, especially facing a Wizards team that has played at the fastest pace in the league. Miles Bridges is one forward to target. Bridges has been pushed to a reserve role this season, but he's logged at least 30 minutes in 4 of his last 5 games because of all the Hornets' injuries. He's generally played well given the opportunity, averaging 14.2 points, 8.7 rebounds, and 1.8 assists across 10 games in which he has logged at least 30 minutes. Karl-Anthony Towns is a high-priced pick at the center position. Towns has been demolishing the opposition lately, scoring at least 50.4 Yahoo points in 8 of his last 9 games. On the surface, this might seem like a tough matchup against the Pacers team that has normally been a good defensive team. However, they could be severely compromised up front after Miles Turner was forced to leave Tuesday's game against the Bulls with an ankle injury. With the expectation that he likely sits this game out, Towns could continue to thrive. For more fantasy notes and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.